This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional special, and we are at part 11, I believe, of our current series, Peace and Love. Living with peace and love in our lives. I believe it's vital. I believe it's so important to have complete peace and know that you are loving, you are a loving person, and you are giving out that love. Look with me at 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and verse 8. Paul is talking via letter to the church in Thessalonica. It's his first letter, and he says this: "But let us live in the light. Be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation." I'm going to begin this at the end of this verse because that intrigues me. "And wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation." How confident are you in your salvation? How confident are you in the knowledge that when you end this life and you begin the next life, it will be in glory? How confident are you? Because, beloved, if you are not confident in that, something is lacking. And it needs to be addressed and put right. It needs to be thought about and prayed about. And you need that confidence of your salvation. And as Paul says it here, you're wearing a helmet of confidence in salvation. And as he puts it in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and from verse 10 onwards, he talks about the helmet of salvation being just that, the helmet of salvation. You see, if you're wearing your helmet of salvation, then you can be confident in your salvation. You can be confident of where you are going, because nothing can penetrate your head once that helmet is well and truly in place, because it is protecting your brain and not allowing any thoughts or negativity to come flooding into your brain. You see, the evil one constantly wants to tell us that we're falling down and we're falling short and that we're sinning. And he loves to remind us every time we do sin. And therefore, when he's reminding us of our sin, he's also trying to remind us that actually, because of our sin, we're not going to glory. And Paul talks about this. You need to wear your helmet of salvation so that by placing the helmet of salvation on your head, you can be confident in your salvation. Oh, wow. What a word. "But let us who live in the light be clear-headed." You see, if you're wearing your helmet of salvation, I believe clear-headedness is going to be part of it, because you're keeping your eyes well and truly focused on Jesus. It's when we slip away. It's when our eyes slip away from the glory of the Lord. It's when our eyes begin to look at other things that are attracting us and shouldn't. And so consequently, we fall into sin, and consequently, Satan begins to nag us about our salvation. And when that happens, we need to just pray and say, Lord, place on my head the confidence of my salvation with your helmet. Thank you, Jesus. But let us, says Paul, who live in the light, be clear-headed. You see, Paul was living in the light, yet he says in Romans the 3rd chapter and verse 23, all of us fall short. All of us sin and fall short. That is amazing. But you see, Paul learnt very early on to keep a short account, to take all of his woes and his sin before Almighty God and say, please, Lord God, forgive me. We were talking about forgiveness earlier on. And forgiveness is so important. And I noticed that myself today. I had to forgive someone. And I found it really, really difficult. Normally, I find forgiveness very easy. But today, oh boy, I found it really, really difficult. And so when I brought that word this morning in the Hour One Nugget, I had to make so sure that I was forgiving with my will. And as I did that, a little while later, the Lord allowed me the pleasure of understanding the emotion of the situation, and so consequently, I forgave. I don't need to talk about what I needed to forgive. Just rest assured that I really needed to forgive this person. And it was so difficult. I didn't want to. I wanted to stay cross. I wanted to stay mad. And whilst I was mad and cross, I wasn't living in the light. And when I was mad and cross, I was not clear-headed. I wanted revenge. Paul says, but let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love. And again, we come back to the armor that we need to wear. We need to be protected with that armor of faith and love. The knowledge that we love the Lord Jesus Christ, the knowledge that He loves us much more than we could ever love Him. We need to be protected by the armor of faith and love. Beloved, I talk constantly about how much God loves us because the Lord told me to bring this message many years ago when He said, tell my people about my love, and I don't detract from that. I do it as often as I possibly can. As often as I possibly can. Because I want you to know. I want you to have the knowledge of the love that comes from God as He pours it into our lives. And the way to keep that in place is by wearing the armor of faith and love. Keeping it well and truly on our body. And when that love disappears, when that faith starts to wane, then we need to be armed with that armor once again. We need to put it on us. We need to get every little bit of it on us. We need to be covered from head to toe in that armor and wear that helmet of salvation. The helmet, I love this, of the confidence of our salvation. Beloved, is that what you want in your life today? Do you want to be wearing the armor of faith and love and the helmet of salvation, the helmet of confidence in your salvation? If the answer to that question is yes, then we are going to pray together. And know this, that you can carry in your hand the sword of the Spirit. And you can wear the shoes of the peace that comes from Almighty God. If you want to read more about the armor of God, then you need to turn to Ephesians the 6th chapter and begin at verse 10 to the end of the chapter. And go through it stage by stage And as you go through it stage by stage, put each piece of armor on and keep it on. The belt of truth, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name now for my beloved listeners who are listening to this broadcast. I pray in Jesus' name that if they are faltering, if they are failing in any way, Lord God, you would show them. You would gently chide them. And Lord, that they would know exactly what they need to do. Father, we turn to you now and we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that your love would pour from heaven. It would pour upon us now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, fill us to overflowing with your Holy Spirit as we continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. And as we continue to worship you without faltering, without failing, looking only to you, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.